This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's been over 5 weeks since health officials across the Bay Area ordered residents to shelter in place. Throughout this order, a team of KALW reporters is checking in regularly with a mix of people from all around the Bay. Essential workers, business owners, parents, healthcare professionals, we're checking in with them to see how they're weathering this crisis. We call it the quarantine diaries, and together they're defining our new shared reality and how the pandemic is changing how we live and work.
It is day 30. School for my child, it's going good. And Friday is going to be the first time we do a Zoom classroom with his teacher, so we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to it because I know my son has mentioned, you know, what's going to happen when he goes back to school. Is he still in third grade? And will he ever say hello to his teacher again? So he is worried, and his birthday is coming up next month on the 18th. So we're probably planning on just having a little cake for him here.
Today is day 32. I'm a shift manager at a grocery store in Sacramento. I'm just getting tired of all this shit. We got new plexiglass in today to put up over the registers or in front of the check stands. I don't know. They seem silly to me. But at the same time, I suppose if somebody sneezed right there, it would provide a good level of protection. What I realized today is that my diet is f***ed up with this thing. I've been eating way too much meat and not getting enough leafy greens, and my body just isn't right. I was kind of queasy a little bit, but I'm chalking that up to eating a whole sleeve of Oreos before going to bed last night. Wah, wah.
I can't remember what day it is today. It's probably day 31 or 32. A fifth grade teacher, my daughter's teacher, who's coming by today to wave to us to make human contact instead of through a screen, to reassure us that he's real and not like Max Headroom. He's not a robot that's been made up.
But we do know he's real because he was teaching our daughter for the fifth year until the shelter-in-place order kicked in.
No, it could have been. And, like, when the shelter-in-place happened, he could have been abducted by aliens.
You and Mom are on the same page.
Well, this is what I call dedication from a teacher. There he is. Mr. Joe in his Subaru.
I wanted to stop by and see all of my students today because I miss them.
Well, we miss you.
We miss you, too.
Yeah, gosh. Really, really strange. This is a humanitarian trip. It's so good to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just at Jonathan's house, and his father, Taylor, he sees me, and he's just waving so enthusiastically, huge smile running down the driveway. Hello, Mr. This is so great.
Okay, we're going on to who? Mark?
Mark.
Okay, on to Mark.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's day 32. I'm Lindsay. I'm a new parent. I've taken to eating outside during lunchtime just to like change it up. I really just need a break. My husband and I have been just kind of at each other's throats, being locked inside all the time. I feel like I'm caring for everyone. You know, just caring for him making his meals and Mila's meals and pumping and the feeding her and the playing. And it's just really hard to find time for myself right now.
So it's day 32 and I got a phone call today around 12:30. I was in the middle of putting my son on Google so he can do his video with his teacher and the rest of his classmates, and making breakfast just to be told that today is my official last day. My job has been terminated there, and I knew it was coming. I had a feeling that job wasn't exactly suited for me, and I just knew it. I knew it. I kind of prepared for it, but still kind of sad. I worry about my patients. I babied them, and whenever they had any kind of issues, they would call me. I'd help them set up appointments, remember to tell them to take their medications, check on them after hospital visits, all kinds of stuff. And I am not there to do that for them anymore. And a lot of these people are Hispanic, don't speak English. So once I was on board, they were so happy to have someone there who could speak their language. So I will, hopefully they'll take care of them and leave where I left off. I'm on unemployment, so I guess I'll live off of that for now. So it's just looking for work, making my resume, setting up my Indeed, and hoping for the best. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little bit of relief knowing that I just gotta look for a new job now.
My name is Carmen Aguirre, and today is day 32. I work as a public defender in San Francisco and was really excited that I got to open a dance, yoga, and fitness studio in the Bayview in February of this year. Just days before the shelter-in-place order came down, we had a dance workshop for kids, and the space just felt like this is what's supposed to be happening here. And then it all sort of stopped. And so here I am with a business that's premised on people gathering. And 6 weeks later, people can't gather together and create community, at least in the same way. So I'm agonizing about whether to keep the business alive or not. I keep calling the landlord back and saying, no, I decided I want to try to keep the business alive. No, I changed my mind again. Can we renegotiate?
It's day 32, and I'm Lindsay. I'm a new mom. I am out on a walk in my neighborhood with my daughter strapped to me. A couple hours ago, I was not feeling too good about being cooped up, but it is nice to be out and about. It's beautiful. Everyone's yards are pretty manicured, which is amazing. I mean, I guess everyone has extra time on their hands so they can mow their lawns and stuff. I was really excited that my husband was going to work from home because, you know, we hardly ever see him. Or Mila hardly ever sees him during the day. She's gonna be 7 months old in a couple days now. Oh, sorry, I'm winded. Oh, I guess I need to walk more. No, you can't have mommy's wine. I found myself engaging my neighbors in conversation as I walk by, which normally I would never do. I'm just so starved for human interaction. Hello.
Okay, so today is day 33. Today I brought a Bluetooth speaker from home with me. And, you know, I spent several hours outside at the entrance to the store, maintaining the maximum of 50 shoppers in our store at any one time. And so I was playing music out there. I was playing second line music pretty much all night. I've got a playlist that I made for my daughter called The Best Tuba Songs for Naima to Dance To. And it definitely changed the mood of things. turned what was a somewhat somber job to be doing into something that was more lively. Got some comments from customers that they appreciated the music, and it was good.
It's day 34, and I'm Sophia Mitra. Right now, I'm about to play a song me and my friend wrote, and she's going to play the piano. We're both going to sing. We divide the song up.
3, 2, 1, go Sophia! Go Roxy!
Quarantine, Corona life.
We cannot go to school. Things are miserable.
So what can we do?
Wash your hands every time.
Oh, sorry. It's fine. She's saying okay. My part. That's why.
Let's start it. From, oh, we can't go to school.
Okay.
We cannot go to school. Things are miserable.
What can we do?
My name is Carmen Aguirre, and today is day 35. I work as a public defender in San Francisco.
The court is grappling with all these questions, like, when can witnesses come into court? When will we have jury trials again? Are we going to have Zoom jury trials? In the meantime, what we're trying to do in large part is get people out of jail. It's nearly impossible to socially distance in jail. And last week we just found out that there was a first positive test at San Francisco County Jail. And as it turns out, when I was in court last week, I was representing somebody who was the cellmate of the person who had tested positive. So I'm on quarantine now, but honestly, at the time I had on my mask and my gloves and was covered in hand sanitizer. I honestly feel like I'm more worried about walking around on the street and walking by somebody who's not wearing a mask, who doesn't respect the social distancing, and just underlines the fact that we don't know who has it, and we should be assuming that we all have it.
Day 35, it's 10:15 p.m., really late, I know, but I'm just now getting some real time to actually sit down and think. I've had some time to kind of process the whole I don't have a job anymore and that I won't be going back to work ever again. So for now, it's just focusing on becoming a good teacher for my son, because I have no idea how to be a teacher. Side note, teachers need to get paid a whole lot more.
I don't want you to be mean.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean when I'm being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't listen.
I'm trying to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try harder to have more patience, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Thank you. I'm Sarah. I'm a designer. It's day 36. I broke quarantine again. I hung out with my friend Sarah and my friend Allie, but we like sat in a park and 6 feet apart, of course, with our masks on. And Sarah felt really bad about going out because her housemate Ryan like got really mad at her and started freaking out about COVID, so she had to go home. Allie was just like, I think, kind of cool with it. So yeah, I guess I've been pretty bad. I feel like normal human behavior has become criminalized, you know? Like, there's just this intense social disapproval for doing things that a month ago were fine, and everyone did it.
It's day 36 of shelter in place. I'm Hannah, a high school senior in San Jose. I just got back from break, and I've just been like pummeled with like more assignments, lots of exams, and so I just feel really, really stressed out. You'd think that online school would be more relaxing, but it's actually been the opposite for me, especially because I feel really alone right now. And it just feels like it's me against all the schoolwork, and I don't have friends to do homework with after school in the library. But on top of that, you have to be a lot more proactive, because usually if you're in the classroom, you can just like raise your hand. But here you might have to like independently message them and ask them in order to kind of understand a subject you're having difficulties with.
My name is Matt Schuster. I'm the chef and owner of Canela Bistro. It is day number 37. Oh my God, is it really day number 37? For sure, the dining scene is changing, or changed already. Oh, we did not get this round of money from the payroll protection plan that we applied for. It did not come through. My expectations were never high. I thought if there's going to be a way out of this, we were going to have to figure it out on our own. Tables in San Francisco, as I'm sure you've noticed, they're like kind of, you know, you're sitting on top of the table next to you. So if we do have to limit the dining room to way less than what it was before, what does that mean for small restaurants like ours to be able to survive and make money in San Francisco? Like, something has to give, you know? Like, I wouldn't like to see prices going up by like 30% or anything like that, because then it just becomes even more and more exclusive, like who can afford to go out to eat, right? Or expenses have to be taken down in a substantial way, you know, whether it's, you know, rent or city fees or labor, you know. I mean, the model needed to change anyway, but how it will change is the question.
Those were the voices of Joshua Sirotiak, Stefan Joannites, Matt Schuster, Sandeep Mitra, Sophia Mitra, Hannah Nee, Roxana Abdullahi, Sarah Lai Sterland, Carmen Aguirre, Stephanie Saravia, and Lindsay Sherbarth. Angela Johnston, David Boyer, and Gabe Graben produced that story. Special thanks to Christopher Agusa, Julia Linas Goodman, Holly J. McDee, Lee Romney for contributing to that story.